Hi, Freddie. I'm multitasking.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tommy boy.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I need to running like a chicken with my head cut off. Don't know my name. I need a 2-carat oval. Yeah. For Julie, that's not, yes, they think I'm talking to myself. I'm talking about your customer. You said don't forget about my customer. I'm going to pull this real quick. Okay, I need an oval, 2-carat, and it needs to be clean.
Okay, yeah, Mick gave me a heads up on this last night that he had spoke with you.
Yeah, he told me he was going to give you a heads up.
Yes. Yep, he let me know. So my question to you is where are you trying to be as far as cost for the diamond, Monica?
So I have a $15,000 to $20,000 budget for a ring and the 2-carat oval, but he wants it nice.
Okay.
He doesn't want any spots. I told Mick, I said, Tommy's used to me being particular or maybe anal. He started laughing because I said, I want the old grading system, not the new one.
Yeah, he told me what you had said, and he said something like, I'm really good at my job or something like that.
Yeah, he did. He did. He said, I'm really good at my job. And you sound like every customer that calls in. He said, nobody likes it. The new grading system is not, that's not, you know, it's just not right. I don't know who did it, why, but it's not right. He just laughed.
Right.
And then told me, I sound like every customer that calls.
That's funny.
I said, no, I'm really picky.
Are you looking at like for example, I have a 201 that I really like. This is an HVS2 GIA. That's a very nice make, Monica. This is
okay.
This is $14,824 for the diamond.
Okay. Do you have a video or a picture you can email me?
Yeah, sure.
And he wants more of an elongated one, I think. And I think Julie, if need be, I think Julie can push his budget a little bit. He drives a nice BMW.
Okay. Well, I just sent you a text with the link of the diamond. I mean, this one's going to be perfect. So if you want it, I can send it over right now.
Okay, let me look.
It's available.
Okay, let me look. Let's see. All right, let's load. Okay, hang on. Julie's with a customer, but she's with a regular, so hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, Julie. Yes or no? It's an HVS2. That's a reflection.
No, I'm looking at.
Yeah, and
that's a reflection of the video.
1,000%
oh, okay.
I clean.
It's
There's
clean.
Nothing at all you'll see to
He said it's 1,000% I clean.
Okay.
So, okay, will you send that one?
Sure. Yep, I'll get it right over.
Okay. Do you have one that's more elongated?
I do have a GVS2. That's a 201. That's going to be a little bit longer than this one. It's so the one you're looking at, Monica, is 9.85 by 7 millimeters, which is a nice 1.4 to 1 ratio. I have a 201, which is a GVS2, so this is 10.4 by 7 millimeters, so it's like a half millimeter longer. And this nets at $17,939. So if you want to use this as a stretch stone, this could be a perfect option.
Do you have a, can you send me a video of that one?
Yep, 1 second.
Julie's all worried about her sales. She's like, don't forget about my diamond, because I've been doing my inventory and my sales are down. I said, you're doing fine. It doesn't matter. She said, it matters to me. I said, shut up.
Yeah, I like it.
Everybody's doing fine.
Everybody wants to make sales. That's the important thing.
So is this nicer than the other one?
This is going to be, yeah, this will be a little bit nicer. I mean, it's obviously one grade higher in color. They're both very clean diamonds. This will be a little bit of a bigger spread. That's why it's, you know, a little bit more money, too.
Okay. Go ahead and send that one, too.
Okay.
Because I think we can stretch his budget just a little tiny bit.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yep, I'll get both over to you for tomorrow, Monica.
Okay. I appreciate it, honey.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Anything else you need or are on the hook for? Did anything happen with lab Dutch Marquee customer?
No, nothing yet.
Okay.
Nothing yet. So he's clueless.
aren't we all?
He really is, and he's no. But he really is clueless. I mean, he walked in and he said, I'm really clueless. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's an interesting request for somebody that's clueless. Holy cow. He couldn't have picked out a more unique shape.
But then he comes in with, you're obviously clueless because most people don't even know what that damn diamond was. I had to go to Google to figure out what it was.
Yeah, that one is
so,
definitely a unique pick.
Yes. I'm telling you. So, yeah, and he's probably going to be a tightwad, too. So, you know, that's the way they roll these days. But,
yeah.
You know, we're doing all right, and I'm multitasking.
Well, if that materializes into something different, I know you mentioned he might consider a different shape, or I know he had a budget of, what, like $5,000 all in? I can
try.
If he is hell-bent on a Dutch Marquee, I can maybe find something that's smaller than that 3-carat that would fit more in line with what he's looking to spend.
Oh, he's determined he's going to find a 3-carat.
Okay.
It might have to be a Marquee, but...
Right, different shapes. Yeah, different shape we have to know. Okay.
Yeah. So if something pans out with that, I'll let you know. But,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead and send me those two, and I'll show them to Julie tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great, Monica. Have a good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. You too, honey. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.